to be Judge Jeanine Pirro. I mean, it's never a good day to be her, but especially today, the Washington Post just came out with some explosive reporting that have leaked text messages where she talks badly about Hannity. She just sounds, quite frankly, insane. And she also admits something about Trump that he's not going to like. And also, just unearthed, too, is this story where Judge Jeanine Pirro was allegedly trying to snoop on her husband. And we also have leaked information from that. And then there's another video where Judge Jeanine appears wasted. Certainly disgruntled. Let's go to this one first. Here is a story on Judge Jeanine Pirro that is actually great context because this woman has not changed. And this is now the U.S. District Attorney for D.C. Hooray.
Was it a passing notion or a lingering obsession? The state attorney general candidate may have spoken more than once about the possibility of eavesdropping on her husband. Jonathan Deans joins us now with exclusive new details. Jonathan?
Perry Sue, Jeanine Pirro denies any criminal wrongdoing and claims all she did was complain about her husband to former police commissioner Bernard Kerik. But now News Channel 4 has learned phone conversations between the two, allegedly about a plan to spy on her husband, might have taken place over a longer period of time than we first reported. Angry over her husband's alleged affair, last summer Jeanine Pirro called Bernie Kerik and apparently complained that for weeks she had been waiting for Kerik's people to act to plant a recording device on her husband's boat. Records now in the hands of numerous defense attorneys and at least six different state and federal agencies show Pirro complained about Kerik's investigator. Quote, he went through the whole thing about, you know, who had the right to be on the boat and all this stuff. And I said to him, look, I said, it's my, the boat's in his name, but I have a right to be on it. I'd like to go on it with you when my husband is playing golf. He wasn't comfortable with that. And with that, I just said, thank you very much. He said he couldn't trust the fact that, you know, at some point I might say that he did it. And I got to tell you, Bernie, he wasted a month of my time. Kerik responds, the issue is the legality of being on the boat after the fact. Yesterday, Pirro explained her talks with Kerik this way.
And I didn't do anything here other than vent.
Republican Pirro is handling this investigation by denying the allegations and trying to attack the professionalism of prosecutors. U.S. Attorney Michael Garcia is a career prosecutor who was appointed by Republican President Bush. But Pirro again claimed one of the assistant U.S. attorneys on the case is biased, in part because he also prosecuted her husband on tax fraud charges years ago.
I am calling upon the United States Attorney Alberto Gonzalez to begin an investigation, to appoint a special prosecutor.
Yesterday, News Channel 4 first reported the existence of these conversations between Kerik and Pirro, and how the two apparently discussed whether it was a crime to plant the device. Kerik says, quote, but Jeanine, I'm having the same problem with everybody. Everybody is panic-stricken because it's you. I've gone out on a limb. I had two other people looking at this. It's a problem. Pirro, what am I supposed to do, Bernie? Watch him, her every night? What am I supposed to do? I can go on the boat. I'll put the thing on myself.
Really lovely stuff, huh? Well, that was just the beginning, apparently, and that actually sunk her political career, but then she still, somehow, these people, they just fail up. Like, how does she end up on Fox? Well, she did, and now, she, as I said, she's a U.S. District Attorney, and apparently when she was at Fox, she was doing stuff. She was in the news division, okay? So she's not supposed to have opinions. She's not supposed to support candidates. She's not supposed to work with parties, okay? Now, in 2016, this would have been a huge scandal. Yeah, it's probably not going to make a blip. I mean, I don't even know if the news will cover this, like the corporate media. But we're going to talk about it. Now, Jeanine Pirro bragged about helping Trump and GOP while a Fox News host. And here we go. Jeanine Pirro, then a weekend host on Fox News, told the chairman of the Republican National Committee in September of 2020 that she was determined to aid President Donald Trump and the Republican Party despite the network prohibiting on-air personalities from political involvement. Now, here are the leaked text messages, which are very juicy. She goes on to say, I work so hard for the party across the country. Not supposed to do that. Against the rules. Not that it matters. Still, Not supposed to do that. I'm the number one watch show on all news cable all weekend. I work so hard for the president and party, she goes on to say. Now, the reason why this is coming out is because Smartmatic, which is kind of like Dominion, but different. Well, Dominion settled an almost $1 billion lawsuit with Fox News because they lied about the 2020 election. And then Dominion sued them because they were airing news items that Dominion had faulty machines, which was not true. Smartmatic also is suing them. And this could go to court in 2026, if we're lucky, and if they don't settle. Smartmatic is arguing that host and executive Fox News claims that the voting technology company had rigged the election in Joe Biden's favor were false. So that's why the lawsuit's happening. That's why there's discovery. That's why we have these text messages. Hooray for lawsuits. It goes on to say that Pirro, a longtime friend of the president, sought to secure a pardon of her husband, Albert Pirro. Did you know that? I did not know this. I did not. There is too much to know. I did not know that Donald Trump pardoned Jeanine Pirro's husband, who was convicted of tax evasion and conspiracy. Really nice people we've got in the highest ranks of our government. Albert Pirro was the last person Trump pardoned during his first term and expressed her upset that to the president's son, Eric Trump, and lashed out at the girlfriend of Bernard Carrick, the former New York City police commissioner who received a pardon from Trump. Selfish bastard, and wrote in a text message that I think in all caps saying, I don't care about anyone else other than her husband. According to another previously unpublished message, including in the filing, Pirro referred to a Fox News host, Sean Hannity, as an egomaniac. I love that. Recalling an Oval Office meeting with Trump, Pirro wrote in an October 27, 2020 text message to a friend that Hannity, quote, stormed in like he owns a place, throws his papers on the president's desk and says, you don't mind if I use your private bathroom, and walks into the bathroom within the Oval and uses it, looks at me and says, I got to talk to him. It's all about him, period. No one else matters. Wow. So Hannity used the president's private bathroom in the Oval Office. That's insane. It goes on to say there's more, quote, this is a producer talking to Judge Jeanine Pirro when she was trying to say that the election was stolen. This producer very smartly said you should be very careful with the stuff and protect yourself, giving the ongoing calls for evidence that has not materialized. And then in all caps, she said, I'm tired of the censorship and I'm embarrassed by how they called this election. Pirro told Hannity that she made several demands of Fox management after the November 7th show that she didn't run as scheduled. And she thought she was being suspended. We could only be so lucky. Fox News promotes you every 5 seconds. It's hilarious, Hannity wrote, because I guess she was being insane, which is maybe not surprising. It goes on to say here, I believe that there has been no showing that Smartmatic engaged in any problems, she said, according to the filing, which also cited her as answering, I do. When asked by Smartmatic's lawyers whether she believed Biden was, quote, legitimately elected. Isn't it so funny when you get these people under oath with actual consequences, they tell the truth? Isn't it just so funny that Judge Jeanine Pirro lied her ass off saying that the 2020 election was stolen, and the second you get them in front of some lawyers and judges, it's all, yep, Biden was elected, fair and square. It's insane. It's insane. But it really is just proof that these people are lying out of the asses because they would prefer to have power than, I don't know, just do democracy. Just do democracy. Hey, your guy didn't win. You get him next time. That's kind of how we used to do things here. That was kind of the whole point. Now, she went on to say, quote, think about how incredible our ratings would be if Fox went all in on Stop the Steal. And then she told, this is Bara Toman of Powell, said, Sydney, we must keep you out there. And she said, Dobbs is considered very opinionated. I am news. I am very worried. Please, please overturn this. Bring the evidence. I know you can. So everyone in Fox was trying as best they could to help Donald Trump overturn the election. All of them. But Brett Baer, one of the few good journalists at Fox, well, maybe not anymore, but back then, Brett Baer said, none of that is true as far as I can tell. We need to fact check this crap. So we're going to hopefully see a lot more of this because, as I said, this woman is DC's attorney general. She was trying to help get Donald Trump elected when she worked for Fox, when she shouldn't have. And she apparently, now some people are calling her drunk when she was confronted by a reporter in the way that she's acting. I'm going to let you let me know what you think is going on here.
That means he's had enough. Goodbye. Thank you. I want you to report on
it. But you said it's guns on the street that's causing this problem. Are you concerned that the DOJ's funding cuts to gun violence prevention programs undermine the effort?
Stop it. We are putting all kinds of resources onto the street.
But what about the gun aspect of the gun violence?
Thank
you, guys.
Thanks.
Ooh, just to put a pin on that. They're actually trying to lower the crime in D.C., but they're actually not going to pursue any gun charges or carrying rifles or shotguns. So take that as you will. Want to lower crime, don't want to go after guns. Guns are one of the leading causes of crime and deaths. Great. Well, who would I want to be today? This lady, for sure. And who would I want to be is you. Because if I were you, I could hit like on this video and I could be subscribed. I wish I could subscribe to myself, but I cannot. Alas, that is something only you can do. Please subscribe, and I'll see you next time. Bye.